Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
So my friends, hope everyone's doing well. I want to share with you a quick thought. I picked up the book Yosher Divrei Emes, which is a book from one of the students of the Maggid of Mezvich, one of the great Hasidic masters, and it's a book that is popular to read during the time of the month of Elul, which we're in right now, which is about, you know, checking in with ourselves, checking in and seeing, am I aligning with who and what I should be? And so I wanted to share with you one of his teachings. One of the things he says is that there are three types of knowledge or three types of wisdom that we've heard, perhaps some of us have heard before. It's called in Hebrew Chachma, Bina, and Dat. And I want to share with you how he defines these, at least in this particular case. He says, Chachma, which we often translate as wisdom, Chachma is the concept of, do I have correct information? Do I have a true piece of information, right? And if you want to get Jewish about it, right? Am I aware, let's say, that there's a God, right? Am I aware that there's a God who gave the Torah to the Jewish people, right? That's Chachma. Bina is from the word bone, which means to build, that you build upon the idea, the truth of Chachma, right? That basically, or that you understand it deeper. Meaning to say, you take that wisdom, that piece of true information, and you take that piece of information and you understand the implications of it, right? So for example, if I understand that there's a God and I understand that God is infinite being beyond time and space, that means Hashem is with me everywhere all the time. Hashem is infusing and bringing forth, infusing everything in this world, right? And then we come to the third point of wisdom, which is Da'at. Da'at means to really know it, to be aware of it consciously, to be connected to it, to be connected to that knowledge, right? You can walk over to a guy in the street, all right, who knows about God, right? And ask him, hey, is there a God? And he could be like, yeah, right? So you got the true answer to the question, but is the person being conscious of that information and the implications of that information in every moment, right? That's the concept of Da'at. Am I connected to this truth, right? Do I know it in theory? Or am I living with its implications, conscious of it, connected to it in practice? And so, of course, this is what I think we want to be working on, especially in this time, which is a time about re-looking at our lives, right? And getting introspective. Am I being the person who I can be? Am I living to the truth that I know? And if I have questions, am I really asking those questions? Am I really looking for the answers to those questions? Do I understand the implications of the answers to those questions? And if I do, am I really following up on it? Or am I kind of turning away from it, right, in order to ignore it, right? So this is the idea, this is some of the ideas that we can be thinking about during this time. And if we've been pushing things off, so we should know that Elul is the time to push off pushing things off, right? We might have been pushing off change. We might have had a certain little bug in our head saying that we should be taking certain things more seriously and we should be making certain changes. And we kept kind of pushing it off. Well, Elul is the time to push off pushing things off. My friends, have yourselves a wonderful day, wonderful week, and a meaningful month.
Thank you for listening to the Hasidus Daily Podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ellythejew.com.